A piece of charming violin music by Fritz Kreisler here on Bill's Classical Jukebox. I'm Bill Anderson, and I'm welcoming very special guest now. Amanda Murray is the Community Culture and Tourism Coordinator for Clearview Township. Welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's great to be here.
And we're going to talk about the Clearview Township Small Halls Festival, where you can experience the very best of rural living, contemporary art, live music, culinary delights, and family-friendly activities, whether you're a city kid and you want to get out into the country, or whether you're here in southern Georgian Bay or in eastern Ontario. This is an event that's been going on for how long now?
6 years now. It started in 2013, and you're right, it's exactly that. It's to celebrate the very best of Clearview Township, and we have 9 small halls, those small community centers that make up the hamlets and villages in our township.
And all these are remarkable architecture with rich histories.
That's exactly it. So the Brentwood Community Center, for example, was a one-room schoolhouse, and the township purchased it for $1 and turned it into a community center, and it's one of our smallest halls. It only holds about 70 people. But yet it puts on a big party every year during the Small Halls Festival.
You have some bigger things in Stainard. You got a little thing in Duntroon. You got here, there, and everywhere.
They're everywhere. So Avening, Duntroon, Creemore, Sunnydale Corners, Nottawa, Singhampton. They're all over the place, yeah.
And your job as Community Culture and Tourism Coordinator is to put this all together with volunteers, right?
That's exactly it. So it's still volunteer driven, and I help coordinate all the marketing, and we help with resources and booking entertainment. But really, it's about the volunteers welcoming our guests and visitors into their small halls and showcasing what they have to offer.
Well, let's, before we tell people how to get tickets and how to attend and where to go, etc., talk about some of the headline events. And it starts on October 3rd. The dates, by the way, are October 3rd to 6th, just ahead of us here. Ken Yates and wine tasting. Now, who's Ken?
That's right. So Ken Yates was the 2017 Canadian Folk Music Songwriter of the Year and Emerging Artist of the Year. And his family lives just south of Singhampton. So we've brought him in to do an acoustic show. And it's a really intimate venue at the Singhampton Community Center. It used to be a Methodist church. And included in your $25 ticket is Four Wheel Farm and the Roost Wine, which is out of Grey County, wine tasting, as well as charcuterie and cheese by the Cheesy Corner.
That sounds like just a wonderful, wonderful evening. That's 8:30 p.m., October the 3rd, the Singhampton Community Center. Jamie Williams on October the 4th, and Jamie's quite a talented musician.
Jamie is so talented. So if you haven't seen him, he's actually a one-man band. He plays 9 or 10 different instruments, everything from classical music to AC/DC to Taylor Swift and everything in between. So it's going to be a huge entertaining dance and concert.
And Jamie's very, very intelligent. I know, because he doesn't march with his one-man band. I've seen people in parades. He's got a stage and he can put something here, something there. Go get it, pick it up, put it down.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing show.
It's amazing. And he always sells out at big venues. So the fact he's coming to Sunnydale Corners. And again, those tickets are $25. So it's a great deal.
Wings and Magical Things on October the 4th in Nottawa.
In Nottawa, so we partnered up with the Clearview Youth Center to bring in a family-friendly event. Graham Reed, he goes by Gramazing, is a really awesome mind-reading magic comedian. And your event includes chicken wings, appetizers, a magic show. It's an all-ages event. It includes food, so it's perfect for the kids. October 4th is a PA day for a lot of Simcoe County schools. So it's a great way to just pack the kids up and take them out to the Nottawa Community Center.
There's another lovely musical group called Nice Horse going to be part of it on October the 5th.
Yeah, Nice Horse is our major country act. We're flying them in from Calgary. So that's what makes the small halls so great, is that we bring in big names from across Canada. And the Nice Horse Country Concert is at the Brentwood Community Center. So it's a small community center, but they put on a big party in their backyard.
And if you really want to get involved with music, you can sing karaoke night.
Yeah, so we're looking for the very best karaoke singers as part of our Good Enough Live Karaoke. So Good Enough is a live band. They're going to be up on stage at the Avening Community Center. And you can just jump up on with them and sing. They have over 200-300 songs in their repertoire.
Well, a lot of karaoke is like a machine. It's just a video machine or an audio machine. This is a live band. And what's the advantage of that?
Well, the advantage, I think, is first of all, who wants to be a rock star, right? You get to be right up
there.
Everybody with a band behind you. If you sing too fast, the band's going to pick it up. If you forget the words, guess what? One of their backup singers is going to help you out.
Because that backup singer will know the words.
That's exactly it.
Once you hear them, you'll remember them. That's October 5th again, part of the Clearview Festival. And that's in the evening. Is that how you pronounce it?
Evening.
Evening. Yeah. A-V-E-N-I-N-G. It's just a little south of Stainer. Now, the Drawer Boy is going to be presented on October 5th. This is a Governor General's award-winning best play. Won four Dora Maver Moore Awards. And you can either go to see the play itself, or you can do it with a farm-to-table dinner. Explain.
Exactly. So we have a VIP experience. For $125, you get a farm-to-table executive dinner prepared by Chef Leona Nyman from here in Collingwood. All of the products are all sourced locally. Local farmers are donating trout and pork and farm products, and the new farm is on board. And with your dinner, you also get to meet Michael Healy, who is the playwright for The Drawer Boy, as well as the three actors that are going to be doing the staged reading. If you don't want to come for dinner, you can just come for the show only. Those tickets are $15. The dinner starts at 5:30, and the show only is at 8 o'clock.
And this is all in the Dunedin Village Hall, October the 5th. There's the Backwoods Rally at the Brentwood Community Center. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it's the Back Roads Rally. And that's okay. And it actually is our road rally tour for motorcyclists, or classic car enthusiasts. And it's a way to connect on the Sunday afternoon. You drive through Clearview, all on paved roads, but you go to five of our halls that are open on the Sunday. And you do challenges. It's kind of like an amazing race. And at the end, there's prizes, there's a barbecue, and it starts at Brentwood and wraps up at the Nottawa Community Centre.
And if by that time you don't yet have a smile on your face, there's some improv.
There is. So the award-winning Monkey Toast from Toronto is coming to the Duntroon Hall. Again, they always sell out in those big venues, but we're able to bring them into our small halls, and that's on Sunday, October the 6th.
And where do people go if they want to get more information or get tickets?
All of our information's online at smallhallsfestival.ca. There's a direct ticket link. You can also follow us on social media at Small Halls Festival on Facebook.
And if you just at the last minute say, oh yeah, I've taken care of that appointment, I can come up. Will there be some tickets at the door usually?
There are sometimes tickets available. Obviously, any events that have food and beverages, we do need to know numbers in advance. So it's a bit risky to show up for those. We encourage you to buy your tickets, though.
All right. Do so in advance and plan to be here in Clearview Township in Southern Georgian Bay, www.smallhallsfestival.ca. And Amanda Murray is the Community Culture and Tourism Coordinator for Clearview Township. Thank you for your visit.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's great to be here.
Bye-bye.